Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibb, broadcasting live from the NYC. For the next time, I'm going to give you the latest on Dave Chappelle, Naomi Judd, Bill Murray, Ellen DeGeneres, Justin Bieber, ASAP Rocky, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so if you have a fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going in. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, where every week I bring you the latest in entertainment news, celebrity news, and pop culture. If you are liking the show or joining us for the first time, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page. That way you get a reminder when I broadcast live. Also, if you want to make a comment about any of today's stories, give me a call. The call-in number is 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Again, that's 347-637-2656 and press the number 1. Be serious about it. We only got 1 hour, so be serious about it. Give us your opinion. No funny business, you know, because we work hard on this show. Also, if you like us on Facebook and you want to follow us on Facebook and social media, we're at Facebook at facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on Twitter at thatsentertain1. That's THATS entertain and the number 1. You can also follow me on Twitter at stiletto14. That's like the high heel shoe, STILETTO and the number 14. You can also follow me on Instagram at tjonesgibbs. That's TJONES GIBBS. Right now, the current temperature in the NY is a cloudy 54 degrees. Before I get started with the show today, I'd like to give a shout out to all my listeners out here. Thank you for once again for taking out the time and joining me here on this Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday morning or Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon, wherever you are around the world. So, we got lots to talk about today. Last night, we're going to be talking about Dave Chappelle. Apparently, he was attacked on stage by a very irate audience member. I'll tell you the latest and who was the guy that attacked him. Also, this week, we're going to be talking about Naomi Judd. We lost her this past weekend. According to the reports, they said she passed away she was struggling with mental illness, but we just got the report in that she has passed away due to suicide. I'll tell you about that. Also, Bill Murray has finally broken his silence after he was accused of inappropriate behavior. Also, Ellen DeGeneres show has now almost has come to an end. You can say like the end of an era. But as she filmed her final episode of her talk show, she had thanked a lot of her fans for their support over the years, and I'll tell you what she said. Also, Justin Bieber had an interview with Apple Music about his thoughts about marriage. I'll tell you what he said. And A$AP Rocky said he won't let anything that has happened for the last few weeks hold him back. I'll tell you what he got planned, what he's planning on doing. Also, before we get start with the show today, I want to give you guys a reminder also, if you're looking to get in shape for the summer, or if you're looking to change your lifestyle, I have a friend who's now a certified personal trainer. His name is David Romero. David and I used to co-host a show here on Blog Talk Radio a couple of years ago called Loco, That's Entertainment Rundown. And he no longer does the show, but now he has become a certified fitness trainer. And if you're looking to get in shape, he has a four-week program where he works around your schedule. He gives you real-time coaching along with some fun and challenging workouts. Again, if you're looking to get into fitness and you want to change your lifestyle, give David a call. You can give him a call at 956-706-3855. You can also send him a direct message on Instagram at DavidLoco12. That's DavidLoco12, DavidLoco12. You can also send him an email at davidjromero88@yahoo.com. That's David, the letter J, Romero, romero88@yahoo.com. And you can also send him a message through Camp Gladiator, because that's the company that he's working with as far as training people. And that's Camp Gladiator. At Camp Gladiator on Instagram. You can also get in contact with him on Instagram at Salute. That's S-A-L-U-T. And just tell him that you heard it here on That's Entertainment Online Radio with your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs. And also, if you are looking for wellness needs, or you're looking for some vitamins or shakes, you can also go to pws.shakely.com, pws.shakely, S-H-A-K-L-E-E.com. Well, without further ado, comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked by an irate audience member who rushed the stage at the end of his performance in Los Angeles last night, Tuesday night. The violence unfolded inside the Hollywood Bowl during the 48-year-old performer's set for the Netflix It's a Joke Festival. It's the streamer's first ever live comedy event. Now, video shared online appeared to show the attacker launching himself from the audience and directly into Chappelle, knocking the funny man from his feet and onto the ground. A brief scuffle occurred on the floor of the stage before the man untangled himself from the controversial comedian, and he made a run for the backstage area. Now, both security personnel and people in plain clothes were quick to leap to Chappelle's defense, tackling the suspect to the ground in the far corner of the stage, and that's what appeared on the video. It took them several minutes to detain the suspect, who has since been identified as Isaiah Lee. The 23-year-old suspect has been charged with felony assault with a deadly weapon and was being held Wednesday at the Los Angeles City Jail on $30,000 bond. Now, Chappelle, only seemed briefly ruffled by the altercation, quickly regaining his composure and then saying that was a trans man. Quote, "The joke is apparently reference to the backlash he faced for his commentary regarding the transgender community, sparked primarily by his hour-long Netflix special, The Closer, in which he declared that gender is a fact. He also defends author J.K. Rowling, who has similarly faced fierce criticism over her remarks regarding transgender people. The Los Angeles Police Department confirmed the incident, telling NBC Los Angeles they responded to a call at the Bowl just before 11 p.m., and authorities said they arrested a male audience member who was allegedly armed with a replica gun that can eject a knife blade when discharged. He reportedly attacked just moments after Chappelle joked that he needed additional security given the controversy surrounding his comedy as of late. While the funny man was not hurt in the chaos, his assailant was taken to the hospital following his arrest. And at the end of his set, the comedy legend briefly discussed the incident and expressed his gratitude for comedian and actor Jamie Foxx, who was among the group that helped detain Lee. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, the 54-year-old actor comedian was watching from the wings when the chaos unfolded. And Jamie, he thought that that it was part of the show. And Chappelle joked and said that, you know, whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a sheriff's hat, because he had a white hat on when he came up there on the stage. So the online tussle comes just more than a month after actor Will Smith very, very publicly confronted Chris Rock during the 94th Academy Awards, seemingly enraged over a jab about his wife Jada Pinkett Smith's shaved head. The King Richard actor marched onto the Dolby Theater stage on March 27 and slapped Rock across the face. And less than an hour later, the 53-year-old star took home the Best Actor trophy and claimed his actions came from a place of love for his family. Now, earlier in his set on Tuesday, Chappelle touched on the slap heard around the world and said he could relate to both Smith and Rock's actions. Rock, who also performed earlier in the evening at the Hollywood Bowl, briefly took to the stage after Chappelle's short scuffle and jokingly asked Chappelle, "Was that Will Smith?" The 11-day Netflix is a joke fest runs until May 8 at various venues across Los Angeles and featured more than 130 performers, including Seth Rogen, Chelsea Handler, Aziz Ansari, Bill Burr, and Conan O'Brien. Now, it's funny because, remember, after the incident with Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Academy Awards, comedian Kathy Griffin had said that she was disappointed in Will Smith, and she said that this was not good because now this is going to open the door to other people to just come up on stage if somebody doesn't like a comedian set or a comedian joke and might assault or attack them. And sure enough, she was right. And, you know, it's so funny because this man could have killed or hurt. I mean, luckily, Dave Chappelle was all right, and he joked about it, but this guy had a weapon on him. He could have easily stabbed, hurt, killed Dave Chappelle, and everybody's making light of it and joking about it, but it could have been serious. And, you know, it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. And I'm glad that he's all right, but it could have ended up with him being seriously hurt and or dead. And see, remember, now back in the day when Dave Chappelle was a very slim man, you know, you never know what would have happened because this guy just ran up, bum-rushed him on stage and tripped. Now that Dave Chappelle has put on some weight and is a little more solid, he was able to take him down, but he kind of missed him because the assailant tripped over his own feet, so to speak. So, but yeah, it's getting crazy out here. It's getting dangerous, and you know, this is the one thing that comedians were talking about and fearing, and you know that now this has caused people to actually want to just bum rush the stage. And then a lot of people argue about, well, where was his security? How come they weren't quick enough? How come they weren't there? You know, but it happened so fast. But they were able to get him. He ran across the back of the stage, and they was kicking him, punching him, and he left with his arm, I think it was his right arm, out of socket. It looked like his arm was broken, but it definitely looked disjointed when he left there on the gurney. So, Naomi Judge, unfortunately, cause of death has been revealed. Multiple sources told People that the one half of the Judge died at the age of 76 by suicide after years of struggling with mental illness. Now, Naomi's family has yet to confirm the report. However, her daughter Ashley Judd and Winona Judd previously declared that they lost their beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. Naomi was a longtime advocate for mental wellness, and in an opening letter for Mental Health Awareness Week in 2018, she wrote, quote, saying this, "For everyone mourning the death of someone who committed suicide, an inevitable question arises, why did this happen? Unfortunately, we don't have very good answers," unquote. Just one day following her passing, Naomi was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Her daughters, Ashley and Winona, attended a ceremony in Nashville, Tennessee on Sunday, May 1st, to accept the honor. And the future of a scheduled concert tour that was set to feature Naomi Judd will reportedly be discussed following the Grammy-winning country singer's death over the weekend. Judd had announced a 10 concert with her daughter and fellow singer Winona Judd, with the first slated for September 30th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Winona and her sister Ashley announced that Naomi's death at the age of 76 on Saturday, saying in a statement that they lost their beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. Again, multiple sources told People that Naomi Judd died by suicide, but that hasn't been confirmed by the singer family or representative. Naomi and Winona won 5 Grammy Awards as the country duo The Judge. Their songs include Have Mercy and Why Not Me. This fall's tour was scheduled to be The Judge's first in more than a decade. The Judge was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame on Sunday with Winona and Ashley Judd attending the ceremony. Winona said of her mother at the show, quote, "Though my heart is broken, I will continue to sing," unquote. Right now, we got 17 minutes after the hour. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to another edition of That's Entertainment. That's Entertainment broadcast every Wednesday at 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you like the show and you want to know more about it, make sure you click on the follow-up button on top of the show page, and that way it will send you a reminder when I broadcast live. Make sure you follow us on be a fan of the page, Facebook page, at facebook.com/thatsentertainment.radio. Follow us on Twitter at thatsentertain1. And you can also follow me at stiletto14, S-T-I-L-E-T-T-O, the number 14. You can also follow me on Instagram at tjonesgibbs. Bill Murray has finally broken his silence after he was accused of inappropriate behavior. When responding to the allegation, the Ghostbuster Afterlife actor claimed he's trying to make peace with the accuser. The 71-year-old addressed the matter in an interview with CNBC on Saturday, April 30th. The allegation caused the production of Bill's upcoming film, Being Mortal, to be suspended. A letter to the cast and crew seen by Deadline revealed that an investigation has been launched. The letter also did not provide any information on the nature of the complaint or who's involved. However, a source working on the production who spoke on the condition of anonymity, because the details of the matters are being kept confidential, said that the movie was shut down because of what was described only as inappropriate behavior by Bill. Ellen DeGeneres has filmed the final episode of her talk show, The Ellen DeGeneres Show, and has thanked fans for their support over the years. The 60-year-old presenter, who announced in May of 2021 she was ending her daytime program this year, reflecting on how much the world has changed since she shot her first episode back in 2003, as she revealed she had taped the show for the final time. She wrote on Instagram saying, quote, "Today we taped the final episode of The Ellen Show, which aired on May 26, when we started the show in 2003. The iPhone didn't exist. Social media didn't exist. Gay marriage wasn't illegal. We watched the world change, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. But whatever was happening, my goal was always for the show to be a place where we could all come together and laugh for an hour. Being invited into your lives have been the greatest privilege of my life and has been brought me incredible joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, unquote. The end of the show comes after it was engulfed in scandal following allegations the set had become a toxic place to work. Ellen faced accusation of being mean, and that prompted an internal investigation by bosses at Warner Brothers' parent company, Warner Media. The presenters issued a statement addressing the report when the show returned to TV in September 2020 and insisted changes were being made. Ellen also admitted she's not perfect and stressed she was working on her behavior, adding that the truth is, I am not that person that you see on TV. She announced the series would be coming to an end in May of 2021, saying in an episode of the show, quote, you may wonder why I decided to end after 19 seasons. The truth is, I always trust my instincts. My instincts told me it's time, unquote. And marriage has had a purpose for Justin Bieber, but it wasn't the be-all, end-all. The Canadian pop star, who's now 28, confessed to Apple Music that he thought marriage would be the answer to everything plaguing him. According to a clip shared Monday with People, Bieber said, quote, it's a journey. I remember when I first got married, I hit a little bit of an emotional breakdown because I thought marriage was going to fix all my problems, and it didn't. Unquote. He went on to say that it's hard sometimes to look in the mirror and really have to realize that, man, maybe you're not the person that you necessarily thought you were. Bieber, who shared that he's working on a new album, said that his faith has helped him to just not be so hard on himself, noting that ultimately what's going to encourage the people of the world. Bieber and Hailey Baldwin tied the knot in 2018 at a New York City courthouse and again on a year later in South Carolina. The model, who had suffered a mini stroke in March, after which her husband spoke about the curveball that life throws. Hailey Bieber last month revealed that she had undergone a procedure to close the opening in her heart that allowed for a blood clot to move to her brain, causing the incident. So, yeah, it was a scary time. It was a scary time. And, you know, that's the thing about being married. And he's right. When life throws you a curveball, you know, no one tells you how to prepare for such thing, you know, because we don't know when it's going to happen. You can't predict when life is going to throw you a curveball. And that's the test. That's the test on your marriage. So, you know, you can tell Justin Bieber has come a long way. You can tell that he has grown up. He's almost close to 30, and he realized that what the issues that he was going through, he thought that, okay, if I just get married, you know, maybe it'll help me calm down, help me, you know, with my anxiety, help me, you know, stop being going crazy, that it would help, but it didn't. So, but I'm glad he realized that, and I'm glad that, you know, it's not easy. You know, marriage is hard work. It is hard work. You know, people think that, you know, when you plan these weddings and have this big, elaborate reception, that, you know, it's more than just a wedding cake, the beautiful dress, and, you know, it's all beautiful. It is a special moment. It's a moment in time. But the real work, that's the easy part. The real work, the hard work is staying married and working out your problems and dealing with these life curveballs. So I'm glad he's realizing that. ASAP Rocky won't let anything that has happened for the last few weeks hold him back. Weeks after he was arrested at the Los Angeles International Airport, the ASAP mob member took to social media to tease new music. In a sense-deleted post, Rocky shared the cover art for what could either be a short film a single with an accompanying music video, or a full-length project. It remains unclear why he decided to remove the post. This arrived after Rocky had been released from prison after paying his $550,000 bail following his arrest at LAX of an alleged shooting that occurred in November last year. On April 20th, the 33-year-old hip-hop star was arrested by the Los Angeles Police Department upon his arrival from Barbados with Rihanna, who is currently pregnant with their first child. It's reported that he was taken out of the terminal in handcuffs. The LAPD made the arrest with help from Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Homeland Security investigations. Following his arrest, it's reported that police finished their search at Rocky House as they left with a box of potential evidence. The Praise the Lord rapper, born Rakeem Mayers, had been under investigation by the LAPD for the November 6, 2021 incident. Rocky reportedly shot an alleged victim 3 to 4 times near Vista Del Mar and Selma Avenue around 10:20 p.m. following an argument. The victim sustained a minor injury from the incident and later sought medical treatment. As for his trip to Barbados, Rocky and Riri flew to her home after they were hit with split rumors. The vile speculation suggested that he had an affair with Amina Maldi, a shoe designer. However, a Twitter user had issued an apology for stirring the rumor. Right now, we have here 25 minutes after the hour. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp defamation suit. I'll tell you the latest of what's going on in that case. And a leaked Supreme Court document, which spells trouble for women's rights to abortion in the U.S., made a serious discussion on ABC's The View. And I'll tell you which show host of the panel of women was talking, who is very, who can relate to what's going on. Also, we're going to be talking about the real reason behind Justin Lin's exit from the Fast X, and, Fast 10 franchise. And Marvel Studio has a very strict secrecy policy, and it appears to be, have been breached. I'll tell you more about that. And Jimmy Kimmel is the latest late night host to test positive for COVID-19. All those stories and more coming up after the break, so don't go anywhere.
Go, The number one source for entertainment news and pop culture every Wednesday afternoon with your host, Tammy Jones Gibbs, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Right now, we have 29 minutes left remaining in the show, and that was new music from Psy featuring Sugar from BTS, and that's that. Before we went to the music break, I was telling you about the latest about Amber Heard. She was rejected Tuesday in her bid to have Johnny Depp's defamation suit against her dismissed. On Wednesday, Heard is expected to take the stand to tell her side of the story of the sensational split with her actor ex-husband, which each had alleged abuse on the account of the other. Now, Depp's legal team rests this case in the Tawdry trial on Tuesday. After 13 days of testimony, much of it by Depp and others detailing his contentious relationship with Heard, Depp's attorney hammered home the idea that Heard had damaged Depp's career and reputation. Depp sued Heard over a 2018 Washington Post article in which she described herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. The trial is being held in Fairfax County, Virginia, because the Washington Post online server are in that county. Now, Depp, who is 58 years old, is suing for $50 million, which is a portion of what he and some of his experts, witnesses, have claimed that Heard article has cost him, including $22 million for a sixth Pirate of the Caribbean movie. Forensic accountant Mike Splendler testified that Depp has lost about $40 million since the article's publication. Now, Heard, who is now 36, has accused Depp of physical and sexual abuse. The actor has denied the allegation and testified that she was frequently violent with him. And among other things, Depp claimed that Heard threw a bottle at him that served the tip of the, I'm sorry, that severed the tip of his right middle finger. Now, after Depp's attorney rested their case, Heard's counsel asked federal judge that to dismiss the action, arguing that Depp had not proven he had lost money and suffered a hit to his reputation. However, before adjourning for lunch, they ruled that the trial could continue. Among the first witness for Heard will be psychologist Dawn Hughes, an expert in abusive relationship who recently testified in criminal trials against R. Kelly, and Nexum cult founder Keith Rainier, both of whom were later convicted. Early in the day, their proceedings, a former nurse of Heard testified in a pre-recorded deposition that was presented by Depp's attorney, details Heard's history of mental illnesses, including bipolar disorder, anxiety, ADHD, and codependency. She also said she was unable to determine if photos of Heard's discolored face were photos of bruises, but she said she once saw Heard with a bloody lip, which the actress said was from a fight with Depp. And a leaked Supreme Court opinion that spelled trouble for a woman's right to abortion in the U.S. made it for serious discussions on ABC's The View. The show is hosted by a panel of women, including comedian Whoopi Goldberg. The 66-year-old Manhattan native insisted that abortion came about not as a moral or religious issues, but as a public health matter. And according to BET, Goldberg once wrote an essay about a back alley abortion she had when she was 14 years old. She claimed she tried terminating her pregnancy by drinking a concoction of whiskey, Clorox, alcohol, and baking soda, and then she went to a park with a hanger and finished the job. Her voice kind of shook on Tuesday's show as she cut to the chase. And this is what she said. She said, quote, getting an abortion is not easy. Making that decision is not easy. It's not something people do lightly. It is a hard, awful decision that people make, unquote. And according to the EGOT winner, any conversation about abortion must start with showing empathy for any person considering having such a procedure. Goldberg gave birth to a daughter when she was 18. That woman, Alexandria Dean, is a 48-year-old actress who was named Miss Golden Globe in 1994 for her work with that award organization. The issue of abortion was sparked by a Supreme Court memo reported on by Politico on Monday, and in that draft, Justice Samuel Alito suggested that similar court ruling, Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, should be overturned, which would make abortion an issue for states to decide on whether then the federal government. Chief Justice John Roberts said Tuesday that leaked draft opinion does not represent a final decision by the conservative courts. So, my opinion on this, some people had asked me what was my opinion about this. My opinion on this, I think the government has no right, and no man, unless it's your husband or your boyfriend, have an opinion on what you should do with your body. A lot of times women become a victim of sexual assault, get pregnant by their rapists. Sometimes there could be medical issues, something physically wrong with the baby. You know, now with with the sonogram, they can determine if the baby might have a certain illness before the weeks are up, or you know, they can find certain things, abnormalities in the baby before it's born. You know, it's a touchy issue because I just feel that most of these lawmakers, these politicians, are mostly men, mostly white men, conservatives that should have no business and have anything to do with a woman's body, let alone be inside her womb. I think it's a personal matter, and I think that you're setting the country back. It's like all of a sudden, it's like the United States is going back in time, not only with abortion, with voters' rights. It's like we're just going backwards instead of going forward. They don't want to teach critical race theories in the school. How in the world you expect this country to go further or be in competition with our allies if you're always going backwards? I mean, we really have to really sit back and look at what we're doing here. You know, I really think that some of these people that are in the Senate or in Congress, I really don't think they give a damn about this country, about our people. They really just don't give a damn. How can you say, call yourself a patriotic, if you're not willing to make any changes? America is jacked up, for lack of a better word. America is messed up. We have a lot of issues here, and we're not willing to work it out. We're not willing to improve on anything if we're going 2, 3, 4 times backwards. There's no way. There's no way our country is able to go forward. Some of the things that we're dealing with now are some of the issues that we dealt with 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's like we have not changed. Are we willing to change? You know what I'm saying? we really have some serious issues in this country, and I'm starting to wonder, is there hope for America? Is there hope for our people? Is there hope for our citizen? Because, frankly, it's like nobody cares. It's starting to look kind of grim, and I feel sorry. You're talking about the future, the generation, the future babies. What, you know, why are you bringing a child in this world and the country is a mess? Why bring a child? You want to protect the rights of the fetus, but when the baby gets here, you don't want you showing no love for the child. You're not doing anything to help the child. So I'm serious. It's starting to look really grim out here, and America has a lot of work to do. But I'm starting to lose hope because they're not willing to change. They want to go backwards. So that's my my personal opinion on it. Also this week, we talk about that now the summer months is coming, Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and it's the start of the summer movie season. And one particular movie that there's a lot of expectations for is Fast and Furious 10. And we talked about last week how the director of the movie for the past several years, Justin Lin, says he's exiting. He's not directing this final chapter of the book. They said that the real reason behind Justin Lin's exit from Fast X has been revealed. And days after the director announced his departure from the 10th film, in the franchise, a source alleged that he quit the project due to Vin Diesel's alleged unprofessional behavior on the set. One veteran producer who is not involved in the film told the New York Daily News that he has never seen anything like this. He's saying that Lin gave up $10 and $20 million. He said that Vin Diesel shows up late on the set, allegedly. He doesn't know his lines, allegedly, and he shows up out of shape, allegedly. Now, Lin confirmed his exit in a statement that was released last Tuesday, and he said, quote, "With the support of Universal, I have made the difficult decision to step back as director of Fast 10 while remaining with the project as a producer." Unquote. Now, Lin first joined the Fast and Furious franchise for the third installment, the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, after directing the 4th Fast and Furious, the 5th Fast 5, 6th Fast and Furious 6 installments. He took a break before returning for F9. Now that Lin has left the project, it was unveiled that he will be replaced by Now You See Me and Incredible Hulk director Louise Leterrier. The French filmmaker is reportedly Universal Pictures' first choice among numerous candidates for the job. Right now, we have a caller here from the 602. Hi, Cole. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Queen. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm loving the energy you bring into the news and bringing things to life. I've been on the 365 Days of Radio campaign for the last 7 years, and I always find great hope. So I'm just happy to be on your show today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Do you want to make a comment about any of our stories so far, any of the stories I mentioned earlier?
Well, I will say you did a great job expounding on the news at the same time. I'm making news. I've been in the entertainment industry for over 44 years, and I'm putting together the Wednesday and Road Connections Tour. So I'm texting people, telling people about it, and I'm glad to bring it to you first.
Oh, okay. Well, great. that's fantastic. So you said that you're listening to different shows on the network?
Yes, ma'am. I have created a 365 Days of Radio campaign. I've been on over 10,000 podcasts, and it's all about bringing people together. You know, this coronavirus had us all plugged in and social distancing. I'm trying to bring the people together, but with the rooms right.
Okay. Okay, well, great. That's fantastic. I'm glad that you're bringing people together. Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in today's show.
Amen. I appreciate the topic. The news is very deep and it's good.
Great.
You got to get the word out.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Amen. Thank you for thinking.
Okay. Right now, we have 15 minutes left remaining in the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another music break. And when we come back, I'll give you the last remaining stories of the day. So don't go anywhere. That was the latest from Jackson Wang in Blow. Right now we have here 12 minutes left remaining in the show. And for the last remaining stories of the day, Marvel Studios' strict secrecy policy appeared to have been breached less than a week before Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness hit theaters across the nation. Footage of the movie leaked online. The leaked footage, which seemed to be legit as it comes in the form of a grainy video and photo stills, seemed to spoil a major cameo. The clip, you know what, I don't even know if I should give the spoiler alert, but here it goes. The clip features a surprise appearance of John Krasinski, who appears to portray Mr. Fantastic. In the said scene, Krasinski dons a blue and black latex suit with the iconic Fantastic Four logo on the chest. It stands with three other unidentified heroes behind him while confronting Elizabeth Olsen's Wanda Maximus, a.k.a. Scarlet Witch. Now, the footage appeared to confirm Krasinski's casting as the Fantastic Four character. Now, last year, rumors also swirled that The Office alum was among those who was considered the star in the Fantastic Four reboot, though the role was not mentioned at the time. It's also unclear if Krasinski slipped into the iconic blue and black suit only for Multiverse of Madness or if the scene introduces roles in the upcoming Fantastic Four movie. Meanwhile, the project recently faced a setback as John Watts, who directed Spider-Man No Way Home and his two predecessors, has dropped out as a director. Both the filmmaker and Disney confirmed his withdrawal on Friday, April 29th. The exit is amicable as Watts needs a break from the superhero realm after completing the Spider-Man trilogy starring Tom Holland and Zendaya Coleman, according to Deadline. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, which starred Benedict Cumberbatch in the title role, will open in U.S. theaters on May 6th. And Jimmy Kimmel is another late-night show host that tests positive for COVID-19. When announcing his diagnosis on social media, the Jimmy Kimmel Live host revealed that he will take a temporary absence from the show. The 54-year-old Emmy-winning funny man quirk in the post shared on Twitter and Instagram on Monday, May 2nd, saying, quote, "Our daughter brought us COVID, even though we specifically asked her not to. All feeling fine and double vaxxed and boosted, but the show must not go on," unquote. Jimmy went on to issue an apology to guests on the Tuesday episode, Tom Cruise and Eliza Schlesinger. Just a week prior, Stephen Colbert announced that he also contracted the coronavirus, prompting him to postpone The Late Show with Stephen Colbert for a week. And Will Smith's stand-up comedy series, This Joker, has been canceled. It was reported that the show, which featured comedians like Baron Vaughn, Megan Gailey, Punky Johnson, and Sean Patton, among others, will not return for a second season on Roku. The streaming service confirmed the cancellation to Deadline. It was also noted that the decision had nothing to do with Will's Oscar incident, where he slapped Chris Rock on stage for making a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's head. Roku seemingly didn't have an option to renew This Joker even before it launched the show and before it had a chance to analyze the viewing data. Thus, the show ended in its first season. Produced by Will and Jada's Westbrook Studios and Top Golf Entertainment Group, the show featured a diverse lineup of up-and-coming, established, and legendary comedians to explore the nature of comedy and its unique ability to bring people together. Guests from the first season also includes Rosebud Baker, Shane Torres, Clayton English, Christy Shiello, Vanessa Gonzalez, and many others. Will's other project has been in limbo in the wake of his Oscar drama, one in particular in his planned biopic. And according to The Sun, Netflix and Apple Plus previously showed interest in the project but have now removed their bids amid the backlash over his behavior at the March 27th ceremony. Netflix and Apple Plus have quietly removed their bids for a Will Smith biopic and will instead relocate the funds and develop original ideas from new black actors. They now plan on developing ideas with more family-friendly stars like Mike Epps and Michael B. Jordan. The Hollywood Reporter, meanwhile, said that at least of two other projects that are on hold following his Oscar slap. Prior to the incident, Bad Boys 4 have been in active development, and the 53-year-old has been handed out 40 pages of script, but is now on pause. Harry Styles has shared the track listing for Harry's House. The 28-year-old pop star has unveiled the 13 songs featured on his hotly awaited third solo album that follows up to 2019's Fine Line, which is coming out on May 20th. The Golden Hitmaker recently debuted the track Boyfriends and Late Night Talking at Coachella. So far, the lead single, As It Was, has been released. The former One Direction star, who released his self-titled debut solo album in 2017, took to social media to announce Harry's House last month. Alongside a photo of the artwork, he simply tweeted, "Harry's House, May 20th. And Kanye West has been taken to court over his Donda track. The billionaire MC is being sued by a Texas pastor for allegedly using his sermon on Come to Life without his permission. Filing the lawsuit was Bishop David Paul Moulton. In court documents obtained by TMZ, Moulton claimed that his sermon is used for 70 seconds of the 5-minute, 10-second track, which equals to more than 20% of the song. The pastor stated that his voice and sermon are used both in the intro and loop throughout. He went on to slam Ye and the music industry for how they willfully and just sample sound recordings of others without consent or permission. In the lawsuit, Moten lists UMG Recordings, Def Jam Recordings, and Good Music as defendants. He is now asking for unspecified damages from all parties. Ye dropped Come to Life in August of 2021. He also gave the track a music video treatment, which was taken from his third Donda listening party at Chicago Soldier Field. The clip sees the MC setting himself on fire inside a replica of his childhood home. And as for the clip transition, Ye, now ex-wife Kim Kardashian, shows up in a wedding dress with her long braided ponytail under her veil, and wants to keep it up with the Kardashian alum, arrives in front of the father of her four children. He's seen smiling under the dim light. And Bad Bunny is to drop a new album on Friday, May 6th. The Puerto Rican rapper has shared an Instagram video to tell fans that his upcoming fourth studio album, Un Verano Sin Ti, which translates as A Summer Without You, will be released in early May. In the clip, the 28-year-old star chat with Spanish actor Mario Casas. During which he says the album is done, and at the end of the video it's revealed that the release date is May 6, 2022. The title for the new album, which will feature 23 tracks, was revealed in April. Bad Bunny posted a classified car advertisement for a 2019 Bugatti Chiron 110 for $3.5 million under his real name, Bonito A. Martinez Ocasio, and he left a Puerto Rico phone number. When fans dialed the number, they heard an audio clip of the new tune and a text message which translate in Spanish that read, "Hello, thank you for calling. There's a little time left until the album comes out. I can't say the date yet, but I can tell you the name, Un Verano Sin Ti, A Summer Without You." In December, the singer, whose real name is, again, Benito Ocasio, admitted he wasn't used to fame yet, but thinks that fame has kept him humble. And he said at the time that he still haven't gotten used to being perceived on this incredible scale. And Snoop Dogg has recorded vocals for his BTS AKA collaboration. The 50-year-old rapper has teased his collaboration with the K-pop stars over the last few months. Now the Gin and Juice spitter reveals he's completed his part of the song, but is up to the Butter hitmakers as to when fans will get to hear it. And speaking to the Buzz, he said, quote, "You gotta talk to them, but my parts are in." Snoop reflected on his previous K-pop collaboration with the likes of Psy, Girls' Generation, and 2NE1. He said that, quote, "I've been experiencing the K-pop experience for a long time." And Snoop said he had a record with a group called 2NE1 back in the day. The Drop It Like It's Hot hitmaker first revealed in February that he's been asked to work with BTS, though nothing was confirmed at the time. The following month, the American Song Contest host confirmed that the collaboration was happening. And there's a new class of rock and roll royalty. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022 includes first-time nominees Eminem, Duran Duran, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, and country singer Dolly Parton, who originally asked in March that her name be removed from consideration. They'll be joined in the hall by New York Pat Benatar and, Pat Benatar is a native New Yorker, and the 1980 hit-making duo Rhythmics. Now, Parton caused a bit of a ruckus when nominees were first announced by saying she hadn't earned the right to be inducted because she doesn't perform as a rock and roll musician. The Hall responded with a statement explaining that nominees can't have their name withdrawn from voting and said to the 9-to-5 singer, literal interpretation of rock and roll doesn't take into account the full breadth of the genre. Parton, who's a 10-time Grammy winner, has since changed her tune, telling PR last week that if inducted, she would accept gratefully that honor. Now she will get to do that in the fall. The Brooklyn-born Benatar, known for her hits like Love is a Battlefield and Hit Me with Your Best Shot, says she is thrilled and humbled to become part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame family. Heavy metal band Judas Priest and songwriter-producer Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis will be celebrated with the Rock Hall Music Excellence Award, while executive Alan Grubman and Jimmy Iovine and Sylvia Robinson received the Emmett Erdogan Award for Non-Performers. Again, Eminem, who became the latest rapper to be inducted into the hall, others include Tupac Shakur and Notorious B.I.G., who was posthumously inducted in 2017 and 2020, respectively, as well as New Yorkers LL Cool J and Jay-Z, who both entered last year. And they said that the 37th annual inductee ceremony will take place in Los Angeles on November 5th. And model Blac Chyna has lost her defamation suit against the Kardashian family. Blac Chyna, whose legal name is Angela Renee White, has claimed that the family lied about her allegedly attacking former fiancé Rob Kardashian and unjustly harmed her career. Now, Kim Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, and Kris Jenner were named in the suit. Chyna and Rob Kardashian relationship led to a spinoff of Keeping with the Kardashians, which was canceled after the couple ended their relationship in 2017. The Kardashian claimed Chyna put a gun to Rob Kardashian's head and wrapped a phone cord around his neck in December of 2016. White has sued the famous family for $100 million. The jury decision was foreshadowed last week when parts of the model's lawsuit was tossed. A day earlier, the judge ruled that White would not be able to redo her testimony. Well, that's going to do it for me for this week. Tune in next time when we do it all over again. You've been listening to That's Entertainment. I'm your host, Tammy Jones-Gibb. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.